This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met the representatives of the Tribal Security Forum in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The dedication to the tribal community is truly commendable." He stated that during the meeting, meaningful discussions were held on various topics related to the development of the tribal communities and their empowerment. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has reiterated the government's firm commitment to identify and deport every illegal immigrant from the country. He was addressing a public rally after inaugurating and laying the foundation stone for various developmental projects worth 340 crore rupees in the Gandhinagar Lok Sabha constituency yesterday. Mr. Shah emphasized that the government is committed to securing the borders and eradicating illegal immigration in the country. During his address, the Home Minister also congratulated the West Bengal government for swiftly providing 600 hectares of land to the Border Security Force within a week. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting yesterday to review preparations for the Commonwealth Games and proposed Olympics to be hosted in Ahmedabad. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi and senior officials were present at the meeting. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Modi government is expanding world-class sports infrastructure and state-of-the-art training facilities in India. Keeping in mind the proposed world-class sporting events in Ahmedabad, sports facilities are being developed in accordance with the global standards." In line with this, review meetings were held in Ahmedabad regarding the progress of sports infrastructure and related projects, he said. Ahmedabad would be hosting the 2030 Commonwealth Games and has officially submitted a bid for the 2036 Olympics. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released revised examination dates and admit cards for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate, COET, UG 2026 examinations for admission to programs across central and participating universities. The examinations will now be conducted on the 31st of this month and 6th and 7th of next month. The examination, which was scheduled for yesterday, was rescheduled due to Eid al-Zaha. NTA said that admit cards for candidates appearing for the test on Sunday can be downloaded from the official website of NTA, cuet.nta.nic.in. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called for decisive action against terrorism and said there cannot be double standards in the fight against it. Addressing an international security forum in Russia, Mr. Doval said, "Responsible nations have to evaluate their choices and decide whether they support sponsors of terrorism or counter them with decisive action." In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Moscow said Mr. Doval participated in the first International Security Forum and the 14th meeting of High Representatives for Security Matters in Moscow. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, has said it targeted an American air base in the region after fresh U.S. strikes on southern Iran overnight. Kuwait, which hosts a U.S. base, said it had intercepted hostile missile and drone threats but did not confirm the target. The Iranian missile launch came after the U.S. shot down Iranian drones over the Strait of Hormuz and struck a military site in Bandar Abbas, a strategic port city in southern Iran. It is the second time in 3 days that the U.S. has attacked targets in Iran, saying they were conducted in self-defense. The renewed hostilities threaten a fragile ceasefire between Washington and Tehran. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan will undertake a 3-day visit to Karnataka, Goa and Kerala from today till 31st of this month. The Vice President will attend the global celebration marking 45 years of the Art of Living Foundation in Bengaluru, Karnataka today. Later in the day, he will attend the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of University BDT College of Engineering at Devanagari, Karnataka. The BJP has appointed Kewal Singh Dhillon as the party's Punjab unit chief. The 76-year-old former MLA from Barnala thanked the party leadership for entrusting him with a big responsibility and said the first target is to form a BJP government in Punjab. Mr. Dhillon, the industrialist politician, replaces Sunil Jagar, whose 3-year tenure as Punjab BJP chief ends in July. A total of 317 Ayushman Arogya Mandirs were made operational across Delhi during 2025-26 under centrally sponsored healthcare schemes aimed at expanding accessible and preventive healthcare services. And with that, we end this news bulletin.